You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 4-1. Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win in the market at 5-1. Derek, there's been an overwhelmingly positive response to the arrival of Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. There seems to be...
What's this?
He's there now.
Klopp at Liverpool?
He's there.
I've not seen anything. What's the deal?
Yeah, there's only been 40,000 column inches in the papers about Jurgen Klopp.
The deal is 3 years, $7 million a year. Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
It's not bad at all. And, Derek, there seems to be no doubt that he's going to succeed. Almost as if the turnaround's going to be instantaneous with Klopp at the helm.
Yeah, it's almost like Shankly all over again, the way he's come in. He's come in at the right time because the mood was very, very low at Liverpool, at Anfield anyway. It remains to be seen what he does, but he certainly did it. He took over Borussia Dortmund. They were in the same kind of state Liverpool are now, and we all know what he did there. So, the signs are good. But the injuries this week, two long-term injuries to Danny Ings and Joe Gomez, won't help. He took over. I said last week, he definitely looks like a U-boat commander, doesn't he, Jurgen Klopp? And when he took over, he wanted three questions answered before he agreed to take over. Name, rank and serial number. You know, he's got the right credentials, and I think he'll do really well at Liverpool. Because you look at the squad, it's not a title-winning squad. Mm. But it could be a top-four squad, couldn't it? Definitely.
Tough start, though, against Spurs, Derek, because Spurs, only team not to have lost since the opening weekend, and Pochettino's just collected his Manager of the Month trophy. So, difficult opener, this one.
Yeah, the signs of improvement, big improvement in Spurs, and there had to be, really, because they looked like they were treading water in the early weeks of the season. I mean, Pochettino's got a significant advantage over Klopp in that he's had more time to rid himself of the rubbish his transfer committee have saddled him with. It'll take Klopp a bit of time to weed out the crap. Liverpool's record at Tottenham was poor until the last two seasons. How do you account for this? 5-0 win there and then a 3-0 win there under Brendan Rodgers. I can't see it being the same this time around. I don't think Liverpool are fairly priced at all, to be honest. Below 2-1 to win at Tottenham, given the form they're in. An awful lot is down to the Klopp effect there. I think they're very poorly priced. I'm tempted to go with Tottenham, but I've got a sneaking fancy here for the draw. 5 of Liverpool's last 6 games have finished 1-1. Tottenham's last 2 games have finished in the draw. I don't see why they shouldn't finish in the draw, and it's the biggest price of the three.
And the draw 11-5 for Derek. If you're looking at that 1-1 draw, that's in the market at 6-1 here with William Hill. Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, I tend to agree that the draw looks the best bet of the three. It's a shame as well, because William Hill, there's another one of these special bets now, Derek. It's called both score, no draw. So you're looking for, obviously, a win for either team, but both teams to score. So in this game, for instance, it's 13-8. It's quite a nice bet if you want to if you don't like the draw. But unfortunately for this one, I'm with you. I think it'll be a little bit of a safety-first approach from Klopp. I mean, any football hipsters will know that his time with Borussia Dortmund featured that 4-2-3-1 formation. And the injuries kind of lend itself to that formation as well, with Sturridge as a lone striker, and then three behind him, then the two holding midfielders, and then you're back four. But I mean, you can't imagine that it's not like he's had all this time to spend with his players, is it? Like, he's come in as a new boss. He spent more time in Liverpool being pictured with a bevy of beauties, hasn't he? with a Stella on the side, than he has actually with his players, because they've all been away on international duty. No Benteke, of course. We know about Ings. So Sturridge up top. Look, Sturridge, he's come back and played well. Hopefully he's had a bit of time just to kind of continue his training while everyone else has been away on international duty. That record that Liverpool have got, I do like playing those records when you've got similar players against similar players. I know the managers might be different, but it's ironic, isn't it, that he's going to be measured against Rodgers' best record, really. I mean, every time he came up against Tottenham, Rodgers, they won, and they won handsomely, as we've said. I think I'm looking at a 1-1 draw. I think Tottenham might take the lead, but I think... I think Klopp will get something out of this team. There's no way the players won't react in the same way that everyone else has reacted, which is kind of with this kind of this glazed over look, like this kind of superhuman managers come in. I must say, though, I mean, I'm going to dive in with everyone else, and I've watched a few of the interviews. The Liverpool football, the Liverpool TV interview, It's just brilliant. I mean, he is just unbelievably likeable. And he's got this kind of, like, insane laugh. He just laughs at the wrong times, but it's quite endearing, isn't it, the way he laughs? Like, so, you know, I can see why everyone is fawning over him. And one of our colleagues, a guy called Dave Tindall, wrote a piece, and he made the very good point, Derek, that if you put Mourinho and Klopp in a room, no longer is Mourinho the kind of, you know, the special one. I know Klopp called himself the normal one, but and you open the door and let all the media in, they'd just go straight to Klopp, wouldn't they? No one would want to talk to Mourinho anymore, really. I'm not sure he is yesterday's man, but he's bitter and twisted now, isn't he? And now Klopp's this new guy, this beaming smile. So I'm going to go for the draw. I don't think it'll quite extend to the win, so I'll play the draw the same as Derek, but I'll go for the 1-1 draw as well. The draw are under 2.5 for me.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it's great, but there is a thin dividing line between being hailed a genius and labelled an idiot if you have that sort of inane grin.
Yes.
And you're only three losses from the last end if it goes pear-shaped. So, I mean, he does appear to have charisma, but Fury's still out on that, yeah.
He can easily turn into football's Boris Johnson, can't he?
Yeah.
You know, I was watching those videos this morning of Boris Johnson, not only the latest one where he just steamrollers some young lad playing rugby.
But that's fantastic.
What about the... I mean,
the lad deserved it, apparently.
Yeah, he tripped someone up last year
playing football.
And that tackle, I've forgotten about a tackle in that England-Germany
charity
game where I think he actually stumbles, to be fair to him, like in a kind of typical Boris Johnson. But he ends up basically... headbutting the guy in the groin cum stomach area. What? This guy is being touted as our next Prime Minister. What?
Unless Sam Allardyce signs him.
On another Liverpool thing, did you see Benitez's replies to Allardyce's book? Have you read those?
No, I haven't
seen
them. Allardyce basically in his new book
I saw those comments, but I didn't see Benitez replying.
He said basically, what's he ever won? And the article that I read said, well, he obviously doesn't know about the Northern Ireland First Division trophy that he won, and the Second Division in 1987 that he won. It's quite a pointed reply from Benitez, and fair enough.
Mm. You're right.
Tottenham 6-4, the draw 11-5, Liverpool 19-10. Both Lee and Derek going with the draw there at 11-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.